No brake lights at all. This car here, alright, you can see no brake lights at all. None. Jesus Christ. And they switch them back off, back on when I'm way gone. They press a button and all the lights turn back on. Alright, so I've got to head to this ATM. Because my one's not working, right? The rest of them work, but my one's not. And the last time that happened, for months, it wasn't working. Alright, so you can hear that. Alarm, alright, you can hear the alarm. So I park where I always park, and I've got to walk to the other side. Hey, is this the 666? Second time I've seen it, is it? Oh yeah, no, it's a 999, yeah. Same car, you got to flip it over. Actually, not too sure if it's the same car. I think it is. What's that, a Porsche? I'm not the best with cars, so... Alright. You stalk. Alright, do what the Jews say, and you can have all the luxuries you want, right? And they'll hand you free cars, right? Like a Porsche. Alright. Alright. If it's a Porsche, I'm not the best with cars. So you hope you can hear the... so you can see the 999. It's the same car. I'll get closer. I hope you can see that there. Is that a Porsche? I'm not too sure. I'm not the best with cars. Alright, so this is why I'm freezing the video, zooming it in. And in between the two cars you see right ahead, when heading back to my car, you're going to see a handler or a stalker parked in between, in the car, right? So you can see the game being played to let the target know he's on watch. And the ATM I normally go to isn't working, so I had to drive down the street to Keilor Down Shopping Centre to get my money out. And they're going to have a shopping mall theatre set up there when I finish getting my money out, right? So when heading back to my car, you're going to see a stalker parked in between the cars you see right there, right? So yeah, I'm going to fast forward the video now, because I don't want this video to go for too long. It's actually going to be a short one. This is the only time I'm going to show one location. And then I'm going to show you me heading home, right? Showing you how they use the neighbors. And it's been a few days since they haven't used them. So yeah, keep watching, fast forward in the video now. And you're going to see how it's timed using a shopping mall theater. And then I'm going to show you me heading back to the car. Keep watching. The alarm's been turned off.
And Helen's sick, so she can't do it. So, I have to pretty much send them a message.
Are you
no, go on,
no,
sweetheart,
I'm a chatty box. Oh, a chatty box. Alright, guys.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
All right, so they set up theatre here.
No, because you don't want to just stop. Just I'm breaking over you, cunt, and you
stop.
Do not get it.
Stop, cunt.
You stop, cunt.
No, you say it.
Timing, right? As soon as I have to walk out, I got my money. And this is called Street Theatre. Oh, Shopping Mall Theatre. He's still going. Look at this. You can see how it's timed. I've got to walk.
Alright, goodbye for good day.
She's all the way down there. She can't hear. Alright, you can see it's all theatre. You just gotta fuck around with them. As you can see, the Shopping Mall Theatre with perfect timing. And also when I walked in, you can see the stalker on the phone and the ATM was free. And she goes, no, it's okay, you can go. I'm a chatterbox because she's on the phone, right? Standing behind the target. So yeah, keep watching. It's showing you me heading back to the car. Keep watching. Keep watching. Prepared here. Got sirens. There's a police station across the road. Alright, we're driving through that street down there. Had the alarm going off. When I was walking out, there was a stalker in the car there. Don't know if you get to see it. So you can see where I always park. I always park there. If you watch my work, you know every time I park there. And you can see why. That car's always parked there with a 999, right? You flip them over, 666. You can see it's always parked there. You can park very close, right? Think of the car that this person is driving. It's got cameras close to the mall, right? None out here, but you can see why they have to park so far, because this is where I park, right? Love my work. And like I always say, if you don't learn to love your work, if you're targeted, it's not going to be a good ride for you. Learn to enjoy the targeting. Start filming. Buy yourself some camera sunglasses, you'll be fine. Maybe see if you can see this guy here. I walked in and walked out. Yeah, there's a big chance of handler here. It's out there. Hopefully you can see it. Through editing, hopefully you'll be able to see it. So I think this is the seventh day they haven't used the neighbours. They didn't use them when leaving, and this is the seventh day. And I'm not too happy. Not too happy. I'm going to use them when I get home now. What the hell's going on here? Yeah, noise campaigner. Thing I rev his engine. I don't fucking give a shit about that. What the fuck? The neighbors getting off scot-free here. They gotta be working. God damn it. I'm gonna put signs back on my car again. Maybe wake his up. God damn it. It's not like when I first put them on. That's when I hardly uploaded videos, man. It'd be a different story now. God damn it. Letterbox. There we go. Thank you. Thank you. Don't worry. I'm not going to put my signs back on the car. Made me happy. All right. Thank you for watching. And like you heard me saying in real time, they haven't used the neighbors in 6 days. On the seventh day, they didn't use them when leaving, but they use them when coming back home. So hopefully it's been 7 days that have passed. They start using them again so I can catch them on camera. And like I said, it's going to be a short one. Just showed you one location, then heading back home. So yeah, keep on watching. The video hasn't ended yet. Like always, government stage, false flag hoaxes, crisis actors, gun grab. Keep on watching.
Meet Judge Elizabeth Schurer, the Broward judge at the helm of the Parkland School shooting case. She opened up session agreeing to seal documents pertaining to the case.
I just feel that because an order has already been issued by this court, meaning a judge in the 17th Circuit, and because, like I said, it's a very limited issue. I believe the defense was entitled to what they were asking for, this court has already ordered that the motions and the order be sealed. I'm going to just leave it the way it is.
Elizabeth Schurer is the daughter of legendary Broward County Attorney Bill Schurer. Her track record has been heavily scrutinized over the years. In 2014, she signed a SWAT warrant to raid the home of small-time drug dealer Howard Bowe. Bowe was unarmed when SWAT members snuck in through his back door. Officer Michael McKenzie busted down the door and shot the unarmed man dead. Bowe never got his day in court. And Bo's uncle subsequently stated, quote, "You go through the front door with a search warrant. When you go through the back door, that's a death warrant." Why they wanted to kill the man remains unknown. Now, the irony behind Judge Schurer's signature was that her husband turned out to be a bigger drug dealer than Bo. In 2009, her husband of 7 years, Anthony Mercer, was arrested for drug dealing. During her marriage, she also dated a pervert cop named Charles Grady. And Grady was arrested for sexual assault and molestation. He eventually got off easy with only 2 misdemeanors. Meet Sheriff Scott Israel. Israel has been seen ahead of the bandwagon screaming for gun control.
But lastly, we do need to have some gun control reform. 18-year-olds should never have a rifle. An 18-year-old kid should not have a rifle. 18-year-old kid, they're not adults yet. They're in high school. These kids should not have a rifle. Bump stocks should be illegal. They should be outlawed forever. Automatic rifles should be outlawed forever. And anybody who says different, I don't know about other people, but Emma and I, we're calling BS on that.
In 2012, Israel was accused of statutory rape.
Hi, Scott. It's me again. You know that at 17, because of you, I had to have an abortion. And now I'm finding out you have 3 kids. Mm-hmm. And a kid from another marriage. And a wife of 20 years, and you're happily married. Like, are you serious? Like, do you really think I'm stupid? I mean, we've been, you know, working together for quite a while. And I'm just finding this out now. I'm pretty taken back, you know, especially for a former policeman. Like, Susan must be really happy with you. She must be so thrilled that you're having an affair with a 17-year-old girl who you got pregnant and had to have an abortion. Yeah, I'm sure she'll be really happy about that one. Well, good luck.
The way Scott Israel achieved office was also heavily scrutinized.
I want to depoliticize BSO.
Prior to winning office in 2012, Israel promised to take politics out of policing.
We're here at the Lowe's Home Improvement Center on
Federal. He accused then-Sheriff Al Lamberti of, quote, shameless promotion for holding document shredding events that included his face on the side of privately owned trucks. But when Israel took office, he simply had his own face put on shredding trucks and continued the practice.
I will not be spending money on bagels with the sheriff.
Israel also railed at Lamberti for using BSO resources at his so-called coffees with the sheriff.
For shameful self-promotions.
But now Israel is doing the same thing at area McDonald's, only with free ice cream instead of coffee.
The department has become 100% more political since Scott Israel's come in here.
In Tamarack, Bob Norman, Local 10 News.
Meet the Sneeds, the family that took Nicholas Cruz in. James Sneed serves on the Broward County School District School Board and was an electronic warfare signal intelligence analyst. He was military intelligence for the Army at Fort Hood and had a national top secret security clearance. This guy is deeply connected to the machine, obviously. With all those credentials, Sneed claims to know nothing about Nicholas Cruz and him being a quote-unquote monster, despite all the allegations of Cruz being involved in multiple incidents on school campus. This is a Broward County school board member here claiming ignorance with his high-level military intelligence and psychology degree. He's almost assuredly involved in a cover-up here. Before moving in with the Sneeds, Nicholas Cruz and his half-brother stayed with Roxanne Deschamps. Roxanne was arrested in 2011 for fraud, and Nicholas Cruz would later claim that Deschamps stole around $3,000 from him. And it is Roxanne who wants to take control of this guy's inheritance following the death of Cruz's adoptive mother, Linda Cruz. The Cruz estate is said to value upwards of $1 million. As I've stated before, Nicholas Cruz's adoptive parents were filthy rich. Roger Cruz was president and co-founder of the huge company Mark Robert Enterprises, a $40 million a year printing company. He was partners with Jewish entrepreneur and sports agent Irwin Wiener, the agent of Dr. J. Julius Irving. To this date, the mainstream media has yet to acknowledge Roger Cruz's true profession. They simply state, strangely, that he was involved in advertising. Nicholas Cruz is described as a racist. His brother Zachary can be seen here with Nicholas holding their adoptive mother's ashes. Zachary is obviously black and they seem to get along very well. Following the incident, Zachary Cruz was involuntarily submitted to a mental institute. The people commenting on Cruz's Instagram page are following and have very, very deranged followers. Some of them fashion in monarch mind control. This is interesting, considering Cruz's close relationship with military intelligence officers, his affinity for the Army, and his enrollment in the JROTC program.